Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday. Do you know where your franchise quarterback is? That's right. Jordan Love been handed a contract extension, keeping him with the Packers until 2024. I suspect we'll see him get some kind of extension midway through next season when he's balling out, throwing touchdowns at Lambeau Field, crowds cheering, people buying Love jerseys. That's me looking into the future. Say about week 8, 9, that's my guess. But currently as it stands, Jordan Love's slated to make little around $22 million and change in 2024, which is obviously above what he would have made with the fifth-year option, which would have given him just over $20 million. Something to be said about the idea that Jordan Love and his representatives were willing to work with the Packers on this. There was no, you know, set way that the Packers needed to get out from under whatever cap constraints they are finding themselves in, both in 2023 and 2024. There's no reason for Jordan Love and his people to play ball other than, you know, to start this starting quarterback relationship on a good note. And you have to think, there's zero doubt the Packers probably said, look, if you can help us cap-wise, that will only help us put a better team around Jordan in 2024, which is, you know, ultimately the goal. A better team, better chance for success for everyone involved, including your client, who will undoubtedly ball out and get a major contract extension at some point prior to the end of this deal. I've seen so much contentiousness online about this between Packers fans. People, what are we doing? I put up a YouTube short a little bit earlier this afternoon saying, this is a win-win for both sides. I don't understand how people can turn this totally innocuous transaction into some kind of flame war on Twitter. Although, I guess I should be used to it by now. That's Twitter, right? That's what it's in existence for, apparently. But yeah, the Packers get an extended window with their starting quarterback to make sure that this is the guy. And Jordan Love gets to prove basically everybody wrong, which is what I suspect he'll do. And I have zero doubt that, like I said, 7, 8, 9 games into this, the Packers will be like, yep, that's our guy. And they'll hand him a big extension. Now, I don't think it's going to be Jalen Hurts. Not quite yet. Not that type of money. But much more than he's set to make in 2024 right now. And, you know, then they're off and they're cooking and they've got their guy and the future is bright. But at the point that we sit here just past the draft looking at the roster and knowing that you got a lot of work ahead of you and you're not quite sure about the fact that the meaningful snaps for Jordan Love are few and far between, not a whole lot to go off of as far as, okay, this is undoubtedly our guy for the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, what have you, it's a bridge contract. And it gives both sides a little flexibility. It gives Jordan Love a little bit more money if he performs, which I suspect he will. How anyone can turn this into a problem or a loss for either side is beyond me. Unless you're just trying to, which then I get it. Yeah, I understand. Trolls got to troll. But I think this is a great deal for both sides and really well done by the Packers as far as making sure they got their guys on their guy under control for a couple years. Give him some guaranteed money, no doubt. But you're also not paying him the $20 million and change fully guaranteed for 2024. Again, I think it's just a win. And now the best part, like I said, Jordan Love just gets to prove it. Just prove it. They call it prove it deal, right? You hear that thrown around a lot. Well, Jordan Love gets to prove it to a lot of people, not just the Packers, but all the fans saying they should have held on to Rodgers. And yeah, they're out there. You might not hear from them your own self online or in your life, but man, I hear from them every fucking day. And look, as I've said many times, very appreciative for everything Aaron Rodgers has done for the organization. But man, I am so excited for Jordan Love to shut a lot of people up. And this deal should help him start to do that. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Stu, football. Indeed. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Hope you're doing well. Good to see you, buddy. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Can't wait until his next contract when he is making $60 million a year after back-to-back Super Bowl MVP performances. Well, okay, all right. I'd suggest maybe dialing it back just a little bit. But I will say, I do find it crazy that the Packers are going to be paying him 13.5, I guess, million guaranteed, right? Set to make just, you know, 22 and change million in 2024. When the top flight quarterbacks in the league are starting to make $50 million a year. I mean, you talk about, even if he performs, just, if he just, you know, operates the offense, gets into the end zone a lot, and like, they win a bunch of games, they are getting such a bargain. I love it. I absolutely love it. Dan, thanks for the super chat. Lucas Van Ness works in logistics because he's going to truck fools all season long. As always, thanks for the content. Thank you, Dan. I like it. I like where your head's at. Oh, my God, John. Frank Lampard or Joe Barry? Go. I will say, I always thought it was a bad idea to bring Lampard back. And, man, it has been a rough stretch. All I saw today against Arsenal for Chelsea were a bunch of dudes playing out. They are the definition of playing out the string. Everyone's getting paid their millions. No one gives a shit. No one has any heart. I said it on Twitter this past weekend, watching Spurs come back. They were down 3-0, tied it back up 3-3 in the last minute. They lost because they're Spurs. But, like, they showed heart. Chelsea showed no heart today. Because they're just playing out the string. They know Lampard isn't there for a long time. He's just there until the next dude comes in. Terrible. Terrible. So, all of that to say, I'll take Joe Barry over him, but only because Joe Barry has a chance with dudes who care, and he's been given a pretty much a full cupboard to cook up whatever fucking bullshit he's going to cook up this year. No excuses for Joe Barry. None. Zero. Dennis, thanks for the super chat. It would be hilarious if Packers media applauded Jordan Love next time he steps to the podium. Dennis, I will say, I know Sando kind of pushed back on that in a thread I was on because I had mentioned how funny it was that the, quote, big bad New York media applauded for Rodgers at the end of his introductory press conference. And Sando said, oh, you know, it's sponsors and things that the Jets, you know, have in for that very occasion and for that reason. Yeah, it sounded like a little bit more than a few people, though. It sounded like a full room of people that, as, you know, the television coverage showed, was mostly journalists. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. But it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Wymack, thanks for the super chat. Is Kenny as cool in real life as he was on the stream? Go Pack, go. Oh, yeah. I will say, to Kenny's eternal credit, I kind of kidded with him about this this past summer. When he's in work mode, he's in work mode. Like, he's in the locker room more often than not. We don't kid around. We don't joke. And, like, I'll say hi or I'll ask him questions or whatever, but it's, like, it's very professional. And then when we talk online, it's like you saw on the draft stream. It's very laid back and fun and whatever. But there was one instance last year where Wes Hotquitz and I were at his locker and just hanging out and shooting the shit. And that was as relaxed as I've ever seen him. And I joked about it. I was like, man, you should be like this all the time. He's like, oh yeah, you know, you get relaxed and then everyone like makes assumptions or the media turns it into something, blah, blah, blah. So I understand that, like, you know, the guys have to have a bit of a, maybe not a facade, but they have a half a bit of a, you know, a wall up a little bit, you know, when the media's around because, you know, everything gets construed. Everything gets picked apart in this age of social media and Twitter and what have you. But yes, short answer to your question is, yeah, he's as cool as hell. And just the nicest dude on earth. No question. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Nice to see Rodgers practicing with his teammates. Ugh. You're trying to get me in trouble, aren't you, Quinn? I see what you're up to. I see what you're doing. I know, as Corey said on Twitter, it says so much about him. You know, and I get it. Look, I get it. He's on a new team. He's acclimating. He's getting to know the guys, what have you. But he literally stood at his locker last summer and told us, oh, you know, the off-season stuff, it's mostly just a glorified photo op. You mean like, oh, maybe a viral video that Jets.com can put up on Twitter of you throwing to the young wide receiver? Aaron knows what he's doing. None of this is surprising. You know, and I think I get it from the Packers standpoint where you're like, you're Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball and Mark Murphy and even Matt LaFleur to some extent. You just handed this dude $50 million guaranteed last year, and then he said peace on the offseason. Like, and now he turns around and is like, oh no, I'm all in. I gotta acclimate. This is an important team building time. But yeah, last year when you had three rookie wide receivers, that was an important team building time. Interesting. Funny how that works. Told you, Quinn, getting me going on this one. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Pack new offense would be going through big change in 2023. Did they bring back Barry so defense wouldn't be going through the same at the same time? I don't know if that's like follows hard upon, to quote Shakespeare, but I think there's definitely some through line there. I think, especially when I'm, you know, I've said many times, Matt wants continuity. He doesn't want to be that guy who's firing people every offseason. And they went through a major staff shakeup last year, and he didn't want to be going through another one this year. So, yeah, I think there's something to that, Joe. I don't think it's the reason, but I do not doubt for a moment that is in, you know, the headspace, so to speak, when they're making these decisions. Tim, thanks for the super chat. Next, are the rumors true that Cheesehead TV has lost intellectual rights to the no cam? Bring back the no. No. Wait, meet me here. No. Well, you see, the no cam was part of the studio setup where I was in a studio with the producer, the LiveX studio with the producer. But, you know, as LiveX has grown and resources have become more precious, so to speak, we just can't afford it. We can't afford to have a producer basically on salary at LiveX who is not on a paying gig and in studio with me for Cheesehead TV, you know, where we don't have a sponsor for Packers Daily. We don't have, like, so, you know, the no cam was set up specifically in the studio. And I'm doing it here at home or in the podcast room. It's a single shot, whatever. So, you know, maybe someday if we get, like, you know, I don't know, some cheese company or some brat company or maybe some beer company to sponsor Packers Daily, then the no cam shall return. But no, we haven't lost the intellectual property rights. Ryan, thanks for Super Chat. Was the fifth-year option deadline yesterday or today? I've seen different dates from different articles. It's important for certain people. Ryan, I'm glad you brought this up. I had a total brain fart yesterday. I said here and on Twitter that it was yesterday at like the end of business, which is 4 p.m. Eastern. It was not. It was today at 4 Eastern. So I apologize for that. That was completely my fault. I had a total brain fart on it. But what's funny is that everything I said yesterday was kind of on point as far as the contract extension. I kind of figured that's the way they were going to go. So I wasn't too concerned about it. But yes, no, the contract, the fifth-year option deadline was today at 4 p.m. Eastern. And the Packers obviously got out ahead of that by signing that extension. Jennifer says, love reminds me of Hundley. Jennifer, I would posit, and I mean this in full respect, that you don't really know what you're looking at. That's putting it somewhat kindly. Jordan Love has athletic upside for days that Brett Hundley never did. There's a reason Hundley was taken in the fifth round and Jordan was taken in the first. Now, look, I understand there have been some rough stretches for Jordan on the football field that we have been privy to. There's also been some nice, promising stuff as well. But yeah, Jordan Love is exponentially more talented and has way more upside than Brett Hundley ever did. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Trey, thanks for the super chat. Imagine Jordan Love will be the next Hall of Fame. All right, slow down. Slow down, you move too fast. Gotta make that offseason last. We got lots of time for hot takes, people. Big P, you fly me out to New York and I will legit hold up a camera for 30 minutes a day. See, but this is the point. There's an expense there. We need people to pay for it, not to spend more money for it. This is the disconnect you're having. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. Do you think our run D took a step forward with the draft? Asked another way, if we play the Eagles again this Sunday, will they run for 300 yards again? I'll tell you what, I think they probably would because I have no faith in Joe Barry. I don't care who you bring in. So yeah, probably. If we're going to watch them run and run and run some more and never adjust our approach, I don't care who your two defensive linemen are. because you're never adding or putting bulk or putting numbers in the box. So, yeah, you're probably going to run for 300 more yards again. That's just me. Joe, prove me wrong. Joe, I'm begging you, prove me wrong. When a team is running all over you, to the tune of 300-plus yards, I'm begging you, at some point, go, oh, hey, you know what? They're running all over us. And maybe do something different than trot out two down defensive linemen for the majority of the game. You know, I'm crazy. I'm old school. I try to do something to stop what they're succeeding at. I'm crazy like a fox like that. It's just me. That is just me. Abdul, thanks again, buddy. Why do the Packers love Senior Bowl guys so much? That's a great question. The Packers have traditionally loved dudes who ball out at the Senior Bowl. That goes back to Ted. I think they like the experience factor, the fact that they have, you know, more time on the grass, lots of banked reps, as the guys like to say. And also, if you're at the Senior Bowl and you're performing well, you're doing so against, you know, the top flight competition on offer. I mean, these are guys who, clearly some guys come out early now, you know, lots of underclassmen declare and blah, blah, blah. But man, those are guys who really know how to ball. And you're playing well against them. So I think the Packers look at that like, and it's not a deciding factor. It's not the thing that, oh, he did that, so we've got to draft him. But it certainly helps their cause, so to speak, when the Packers are discussing or putting their board together and, you know, ultimately making these decisions. It's so obvious that they like guys who perform against top flight competition on that stage. Again, it's just a factor. It's not like the deciding one, but there's no doubt. I mean, the list is long of dudes who balled out of the Senior Bowl and then ended up as Packers draft picks, or at least Packers draft targets. Bill, thanks for the super chat. I can't fault 12 for minicamp attendance issue. You don't take vacation in the first month with a new company and not familiar with 99% of the Jets roster. I hear you, Bill. But, you know, again, just me, I also don't take a vacation after my employer hands me $50 million dollars to be the face of the franchise. I'm just, you know, crazy that way. Hey, Aaron, Cheesehead TV is going to give you $50 million. Cool. Peace out for 3 months. I don't know, man. I don't know. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. Is a savage deal I saw that avoidable years have money involved so they can extend and not have dead money. Is that right? I don't know about that last part. I suspect there is dead money involved. However, you are correct that I do know. The one thing I do know about it is, yes, it allows them to extend him if he plays well. And I love that Rob got the quote in from his agent at the end of the article where, you know, Savage is ready and with his teammates and ready to leave the defense. And, okay, great. All right, just don't leave guys wide open. That's all I'm asking. Like, guys, you're gonna get balls completed on you. I understand it. Like, just then get them down. That's great. Just don't leave guys wide fucking open. That's it. I'm a man of modest needs and wants. John, thanks for super chat. Green Bay O-line talent, depth, stability is the best help for Love. 100% agreed. No question about it. I know a lot has been made about the fact that they didn't select an offensive lineman in this draft. However, I do think they like the guys they have on hand. They got 13 offensive linemen under contract. I think they're going to be okay, especially if they're able to trot out David and Elton week one the way they were not able to last year. I like where they're headed. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Who would be your ideal defensive coordinator if you had control? Go back, go. Oh, Frank. I haven't even looked. I don't even know. I've never even, like, posited or, like, thought about the idea because I know Matt is bringing back Joe. So, what's the point of looking? I don't care. You know, I got to apparently suffer through another year of Joe Barry. But I'll tell you what, if they start the season like a month in and the defense looks like it looked last year, I'll start looking. No doubt about it. And probably the Packers will too. Jeezy Babe, thanks for the super chat. Has Love shortened his throwing motion? Yes, 1,000%. All you got to do is look at the, even the stuff from his first preseason games, which was obviously his second year in the league because they didn't have preseason games his first year. But even then, it was longer than it is now. And that was like, you know, nothing compared to his first year where it was, I mean, he was way back and way over and just took forever. Yes, it has shortened considerably. And I do wonder how much of that is Tom Clements, how much of that is just reps. But yeah, there is zero doubt. And hopefully they can give it even shorter, because it's still a little bit, elongated. But yes, to answer the question, correct, 1,000,000%. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. Watched an interview of Kraft from October. Dude is a gamer, ready to watch him ball out. I've been asked several times what my favorite draft pick was, and it's easily Kraft, mostly because of his attitude, but also because of his game. I love what the tape shows. I'm with you, man. I cannot wait to see him balling out on Sundays in a Packers uniform. If Cheesehead TV could sell Carry the G nationwide, they would have $50 million easily. Whoa, 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 okay. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. Sorry if this is too hypothetical, but if Love doesn't get the fifth-year option and he plays well, could he refuse an extension and see what's out there in free agency? I mean, not really. They would undoubtedly slap the franchise tag on him. So, and that's part of it, too. Like, that's a tool the Packers could use. They have not traditionally. I mean, they did put it on Devontae a couple years ago, probably knowing they were going to trade him, but you know, it's not something they've wanted to do, and they have not done a lot of. But it is still a negotiating tool, and it is still something they could utilize. And if, for whatever reason, say Love balls out and the Packers go to him and say, hey, we'd love to sign you with an extension, yeah, he could 100% say, no, I'm not. I'm going to keep balling out and try to get to the end of this contract. Well, okay, bully for you, but the franchise tag is sitting there. And that's not best for everybody, anybody, really. But yeah, he could. But that's how the Packers would respond to that. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.